Hello and welcome to Healthy Bloomington with Dr. Andry. I am Dr. Matt Andry, a family physician here in Bloomington. And on this program, we have guests on where we talk about issues of health and medicine and try to introduce people to the assets that are available to them here in Bloomington and Monroe County. And with me today is a very special guest and a person with whom I have worked, at least with his office, a number of times. And some people might think this is an interesting thing to do on a health show. But I think by the end, we'll demonstrate that this is of great value. And with me today is Attorney Ken Nunn of the Nunn Law Office. Ken, thank you very much for being on here with me.
Thank you, Matt. It was my pleasure to be here today, and I'm looking forward to our program.
Thank you very much. Well, firstly, to the point of why would I ask Mr. Nunn to be on here and talking about a health show? And this really stems from my experience in my practice, where I've had a number of patients over the years who have had injuries, who have had unfortunate things happen to them. And oftentimes they really don't know what to do about it. They come to me and I maybe help them or assist them in getting through the physical, sometimes even the emotional difficulties that being injured causes in their lives. But it impacts a great number of other parts of their lives. And oftentimes they don't know how to go about getting those things solved. They don't know what their rights are. And I have over the years encouraged people to get legal help. I've directed patients here and other places over the years. And I just felt it would be very important because more often than not, far more often than not, you and I are on the same side in that we have the desire to help our clients and our patients get better, get their lives back in order and recover from things that happen to them. But I don't think that's apparent or something that people would readily think of, that you and I are deeply colleagues when it comes to helping take care of people.
Well, and you're right, Matt. It's the problem that folks have when they're in an automobile accident is the first problem is they got to find out how bad they've been hurt. And I used to think a pinched nerve would become unpinched. Well, it doesn't. A concussion, oh, that's nothing. Well, nowadays we've learned that a pinched nerve is serious.
Yes.
And it can last for a long time. And then certainly a concussion, we see that it's not just a bump on the head and you're groggy for a minute. It could be a very serious problem. And so the thing I would tell people is the first matter of business is to have a doctor look you over, check you out, and invest the time and effort to see a doctor, because the doctor will see things that you can't see.
Yes.
And taking an aspirin or just writing it off as, oh, it's just a concussion, or my neck, it's just my neck. It's something that you need to check out. I think recently we had President Bush Sr. Fell in his home, and they discovered that he had a fractured bone in his neck. Now, maybe he just felt pain, but that is a serious problem for him, a fractured bone in your neck. And so an x-ray sometimes, an MRI, and a doctor is absolutely necessary for you to regain your health and for your health not to get worse. And so it's just a smart step to take, and you don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to feel bad about it. Just be lucky you have a doctor to go to, and that doctor will tell you how things are and maybe tell you how to do something for the next few weeks that will make you heal real fast. Otherwise, it's going to drag out to a few months.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ken, in your experience over the years of your practice, and I want to talk for just a little bit about the history of your office and when you began here in Bloomington, but to your point, what do you think keeps people from getting the help they need when they get injured?
Well, you mean from a lawyer?
From medical standpoint?
Well, if they're anything like me, they're afraid of doctors. and I think you're going to give me a shot or you're going to give me some bad news. And so I just stay away from hospitals, stay away from doctors. And a lot of people... they really have to be hurting bad for them to go to a doctor. They'll go to work and they will endure the pain and they'll just skip. They say things like, "Oh, I'll be all right." But I think just fear of seeing the doctor, fear of getting a shot. Some people don't have the money to go see a doctor, and so they just tough it out, and they have fear of lawyers, and so every time I go see a dentist, my palms are moist, and I shake hands with the dentist, and he doesn't say anything, but I know he sees that I'm nervous, and so when people come and see me and shake hands and their palms are moist, I think, what is it about a lawyer that they would be nervous about? And but the fact is, they are nervous and they're uncomfortable, and they feel that way with doctors. And so I think you just have to get over that and understand that you may have a simple visit. It's reassuring. You sleep better tonight to know that you're okay, and that bump on your head is not a concussion like you thought. Worse yet, it is, and you don't know it, and you've got headaches for 6 weeks, and all of that could have been prevented had you just seen a doctor.
Or maybe your work was affected, or you had to take time off, and next thing you know, your pocketbook is affected.
Correct.
And there are a number of mechanisms in place to protect people when that happens, but if they don't take the necessary steps, they can't take advantage of those.
Well, going to work, depending on what your job is, you could have an injury that would cause you to stumble or to get dizzy, and then you could really hurt yourself very badly.
Or someone else.
Yeah, or someone else. Yeah. And so you want to be very protective of your personal health, and it's really important. A lot of people have automobile insurance that covers that. It's called MedPay.
Mm-hmm.
And so if those people are afraid of a bill, well, that is nothing to be afraid of, because they've got the MedPay. Some people have health insurance. Again, those are another reason that there's no reason to be afraid of the doctor. There's no reason to be slow in getting to see the doctor, because you have insurance and you have the MedPay. And so, some people are still slow in getting to the doctors. And now, when we get involved, we encourage them to go see a doctor.
Yes,
because I know that sometimes doctors are busy and it's hard to get to see the doctor, but it's really important that the person protect their health, and I tell them, I say, look, you got to look out for number one, and you are number one.
That's
and
right.
So it's time for you now to look out for yourself as much as you would your wife or your daughter or your son or husband, and so it's important to protect your health and not just take it for granted.
I always tell my patients that when it comes down to it, I really only treat three diseases, no matter what form they take. And that's either taking in too much energy in food, not getting out enough energy in exercise, and three, not taking care of yourself before others.
Yeah.
Because really, there's a great deal of life that a great analogy is putting on the oxygen mask on a plane for yourself before you put it on for someone else.
Right.
Because if you're injured and you can't work, and then your family is suffering financial consequences of that, you're not doing them any favors either. But I think what I experience, as you mentioned, is fear of what they're going to learn or have to deal with from a medical standpoint. Fear of the unknown is huge. And I think I see a lot of people reluctant to get help, be it medical or legal, especially when they're hurt by some occurrence, because they don't want to bother anyone. And they don't want to, they're afraid of getting, say, insurance companies upset with them or other legal people involved, whether it be for them or, you know, protecting someone who's representing someone who hurt them. But they don't want to bother people. They want to be kind. And I think they don't realize that sometimes trying to be kind to these other people may be unkind to the people closest to you.
Well, some people are in denial. You can't deny that you have a toothache. Some years ago, I had a situation where I had chest pains, I was in denial. I was convinced it was not my heart. I was convinced that I didn't need any of that, and so I was in denial. And so it turned out that with the doctors that helped me save my life, because they had to do open heart surgery. And as much as I didn't want to do it, I don't think I'd be sitting here today with you, Matt, if I hadn't have done it.
Yeah.
Because I was in denial. I thought I could will away my chest pains. I thought I could just say, I'm too strong. I'm too special. I'm too just confident that it can't be my heart. and it comes on you all of a sudden. It is not a long written message. It just hits you. And so I did get the help I needed.
Good.
And it was important that I recognized it. And I recognized too why I didn't go see doctors sooner is because I was in denial. And so a lot of people that have car wrecks, they actually are in denial. They think, oh, I'll be okay. And they really, really hurt themselves by not seeing a doctor sooner.
You know, one of my very good friends is an attorney, and he has a very broad practice. But he told me, in essence, he feels that the majority of his job is to manage his clients' anxiety and expectations.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was beautifully put. And when I have had experiences with attorneys and it's gone very well, I would say that that was a very big part of what I recognized as the benefit to me, was that this is someone who took this situation that looked so above my head and made it understandable, and told I was things that I maybe did have to worry about, but they were made reasonable. And all the things that I didn't have to worry about were explained. And, you know, I think, would you agree that when you have a good experience with an attorney, you should come away feeling more informed, more comfortable? And, you know, the other term for an attorney is an advocate. And that's a very important element of what you provide people.
Yeah, I think if you sleep better that night is an indication that doctor and or that lawyer has helped you. And you feel more relaxed and more confident. Your problem now is not just yours. It now you have doctors to help you. You have all kinds of equipment like X-rays and MRIs to help you. You have a lawyer that's going to help you, and it shares the burden. And you don't have to carry it all by yourself and do it all by yourself. You don't have to go to bed at night worrying. And the other thing too, there's probably another reason. It's probably plenty of reasons, but people are guilty about going to see a doctor, because I don't want to burden the doctor. The doctor's busy. Not that sick. And they also, a lot of my clients will apologize to me about calling a lawyer. They'll say, well, I'm not out to take advantage to anybody. I'm just wanting to know what my legal rights are. And I always tell them right now, there's nothing wrong in you knowing about your legal rights, and there's nothing wrong in you knowing how if you're okay from an auto accident. Because some of these things, some people have no symptoms the first day, no symptoms the second day, and the third day it hits them. So
I guess you run into that very commonly.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
So, and but that's where I was too. I mean, I was 72 years old, and I had 72 years. I didn't have chest pains for 72 years.
Yeah.
This can't be what I think it is. It's not me. I've never had it before. So I'm going to deny that I've got it. I'm a little afraid of it, but I know that it's not that.
Yeah.
And so it turned out to be just exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it was bad enough that they called it the widowmaker.
Wow.
You get to the point, but there no money, being afraid, being guilty, being in denial. All of those are the reasons, and there's probably 10 more reasons why people don't seek out the help they need. But if you as a doctor can help someone sleep better tonight, not because they're taking sleeping pills, it's because you have helped them.
Yes.
And saved them from pain and saved them from getting worse.
And from worry.
And from worry, yeah.
Yeah.
And so sometimes these things are, you got to share your problems. You cannot, there's times in your life you just can't take on all the problems, that things go wrong, And you've got to ask for help, and that's what doctors are for. That's what lawyers are for. And you can't do everything to your car. Sometimes you have to get a mechanic if you're not, and I'm not that way, by the way. I've got to have somebody help me with my car. Mm-hmm. But if I had to take on all my problems, I got to fix the refrigerator, the plumbing, I'm just not that way. And so I got to have help. And yeah. So we all do. I mean, and that's important to just say, I need help.
That's right. I really like what you mentioned there a moment ago. When you said that it's very common for people to not feel much, you know, immediately after an accident, and then 2, 3, 4 days later, they're really suffering. And I think many patients think they're very worried that because they thought they were okay, and maybe even said they were okay initially, that someone's going to think they're making it up.
You're right. And they clarify that with me right away. Now, I'm not calling you to try to hurt anyone or cause any troubles, because they are on the defense.
Yeah.
They think that all, and as they walk down the mall and you look over and you look at them, they're looking okay. They have no cuts and bruises. You didn't even know they got hurt. But you know what? You can't look at somebody and figure out whether they got a headache.
That's right.
Or whether they got some kind of disease. I looked normal before I went to the clinic and found out that I had a heart problem.
You bet.
I had that little hint. It's called chest pain.
But it doesn't show.
No, I didn't frown or say anything. But I just think people, the smart people, find out and share their problems with other people, other professionals, and going to tell the doctor what your problems are is step one in living a very happy life.
Amen. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's some value in people knowing, just from a medical standpoint, that it is actually fairly common, very common, to receive some musculoskeletal injury and for the symptoms to be delayed. And I think people have experienced that when they say started a workout regimen, and then maybe that night they didn't notice much, but 2 or 3 days later, their back is kind of sore and their arms are sore and their muscles feel fatigued. And this is the same thing that happens, because when you're working out, especially after you've been sedentary a while, you are injuring a muscle.
Yeah, I've done that before. I'm gangbusters the first day and the second day. And then the third day, I realize that I've done too much. My walking program, I sometimes do jumping jacks, and I worked myself up to 100 jumping jacks, and that's a lot. And then I took my wintertime break, and
yes,
I started out in the summer again, or the spring. And so right away I picked up where I left. I started out with the 100 jumping jacks, and in March it was still a little chilly outside. That was a huge mistake. That was bad news. And I thought maybe I tore something in my shoulder.
Sure.
It finally went away.
Yeah.
But I even went to see a doctor and said, do I have a rotator cuff tear?
Yeah.
And he says, no, you took 3 months off for the winter, and you started up. You thought you could do the 100. I learned real quick. You got to protect your body. You got to look out for yourself. And you always got to say, look out for number one. And number one includes your spouse, your children,
yes,
and your family. And so, and a lot of times we'll take care of our car better than we do ourselves.
Isn't that the truth?
We'll look out for our children better than we will ourselves. And so that's a common trait.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
Yep.
I've seen it. And, but you just got to help people to understand that they need the help, and it's okay to get help.
Absolutely. And to remind them that they're not going to be able to take care of those people that they love if they're not running at their best.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
And,
yeah.
And again, you're right, too, that there's such an overlap between what we try to do for people. Not only are the finances in and of themselves important for people to manage their lives, manage their bills and their budgeting, but oftentimes the fear about not having enough is what keeps them also from coming to see me. And so the finances become part of the way they make their medical decisions. And it's not that it shouldn't be that way. I think as a country, we'd be a little healthier if everybody considered the cost a little bit more. But when there are mechanisms, help available, and people don't take advantage of it, they're really not doing themselves any favors.
Well, you're right. It is somebody in the family could say, you better go see a doctor or you better go see a lawyer. And up until that time, they decide they're just going to shoulder this problem themselves. They're going to take care of it themselves. And they'll run through the gamut of reasons why they shouldn't. But maybe because a loved one has said, you need to go see a doctor, you need to go see a lawyer. And then they do, and their problems are become our problems too. We share these problems with them, and we help them feel better. And you know, I talk about sleeping better at night. It really does make a difference if you are really stressed out about your any kind of a problem, whether it's medical or legal. It overwhelms you.
Yes.
And you don't have all the answers, and not having the answers is more scary than having the answers. And so it's really important that you get help to share the problem. And then once the problem is discovered, then you get help to solve the problem. But you can't do it at all.
Can't do it all
Okay, I
yourself.
wouldn't do it all. I'll tell you, if I need a lawyer tomorrow, I would not hesitate to get a lawyer for me because I'm emotionally involved. It's my problem, and so I would get a lawyer. And I would bet you're the same. You're a doctor, and if you have a problem, you're not going to treat yourself. You're going to say, "Hey, I know another doctor over here. I'll ask him about it." And now all of a sudden, you have got your problem shared. I've always thought the worst thing about being a doctor is that you know every little pain that happens could mean 28 things.
That's right.
And you go online and you start reading all the stuff online and you think, I shouldn't even be alive because this is a bad problem. It turns out not to be a bad problem at all.
That's right. I enjoy working in a time frame where there is so much medical information available.
Oh, yeah, it's
But
too much.
too much. But
Oh.
and the downside of that is that people have access to things,
Yeah.
not realizing the degree to which their anxiety is driving their looking. So
Yeah.
their adrenal glands are all revved up, their fight or flight system is going nuts, and so everything that looks like the worst possible reason is what they highlight. And
Yeah.
what I can't, what I, what they come to me for, and people even make this argument, you know, that in the coming years, will we still need doctors as much? Will we still need lawyers as much
Oh,
because of
yeah.
the availability of information? But what I tell them is, perhaps, I said, but what I know that I can give people that they can't get from a website is perspective. It's to put what is happening and what you think is going on in context, to give you a relative, a way to understand what is important versus what is not as important, to put prioritization into how you go about thinking about the problem. I think that takes experience.
Well, it does, and it takes courage. You got to have courage to go see a doctor. You have courage to see a lawyer, and I guess if you have a big enough problem, or you think, well, I think I can work this out myself. That's what I thought with my heart condition. I thought I could eat an apple and I'd feel better, and that would solve my problem. Diet. Well, that's what you read about. Just eat apples and pears and healthy food, and you'll never have a problem again. And that was my denial. I thought, well, I'll solve this myself. And it was not a problem I could solve myself. I realized that eventually,
Yes.
but it took a long time
And
for me.
thankfully in time.
Oh yeah, but you have to really talk to somebody a little older than yourself, you know, that you think, well, what was your experience with some of the problems when you were younger? Because when I was 22, I wasn't the brightest bulb on the street. Thought I was pretty smart, but I look back and I don't think so. I'm grateful that I had a wife that would tell me what I needed to do, and it was her that maybe helped me do the things that I needed to do.
Again, can't do it alone.
No, and you know, one of the great reasons to get married is you now you have a partner to share your problems with, and you have kids and your grandkids, and they count on you and you count on them, and that's what the family's all about. We share our problems, we share our successes, and we share our fears, and you sleep better. You sleep
That's right.
better.
Well, believe it or not, we've come to the end of this time. It goes quickly.
All right.
But I'd love to have you back and do another program and talk a little more specifics about your practice and also about maybe about how people who injured some of the steps that they can expect to go through if they would need help.
Sure, Matt. I'd be happy to.
Well, one thing I want to make sure we do before this show closes is people that need help with or believe they may need help with having been injured and need some legal advice, how can they get a hold of you?
Oh, well, there's a whole bunch of ways. I actually have 78 telephone numbers.
78?
78. And the reason I have 78 is because AT&T said that's the only way I could get into the 78 information operators around the state. But the easiest way to call me is my telephone number is easy to remember because it's got my name in it. It's 1-800-CALL-KEN. So that's the best way to call me. And we have an answering service and 24 hours a day. And so give me a call and I'll talk to you. People are afraid that I'm going to send them a bill, and the answer is no. I'm not going to send you a bill. I'm going to try to help you. And you know the old golden rule: what goes around comes around. And you help somebody, they remember.
Yep.
And they may become a client. Then again, they may not, and maybe they refer somebody to my office. And so that's a good practice to follow. I'm sure you run into the same thing.
Absolutely.
You don't send a bill to everybody. And you feel good about helping somebody, and you can call them up and say, look, you're going to be okay. Oh, that's magic.
It is.
You're going to be okay, and this is not a big problem. And I if you need more help, call me. But I don't think your problem is that serious, and that really helps people. So the easy way to call me is, I just told you, is the number, and I'll be there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you for joining us on Healthy Bloomington with Dr. Andre.